It is Morning Edition on Boise State Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm George Prentice. The distance between Boise and the Port of Long Beach is about 900 miles, but what's happening off the coast of California is something that we should probably know a bit more about. And we're going to do just that. Dr. James Crows is here. He is a supply chain management professor and Ada Burke Fellow at the College of Business and Economics at Boise State University. Dr. Crows, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Could you give us a sense of what's happening at these ports, particularly on the West Coast?
Sure. Last year when COVID hit, there was a dramatic, you know, decrease in imports coming to the United States. And recently, you know, as the economies started recovering, there's been a huge surge in demand from consumers for household goods, and consumers aren't spending money in the services like they used to. So they're spending their money on, you know, retail household goods. And that spike in demand has led to a dramatic increase in the number of imports coming to the ports. And that's coupled with labor shortages due to COVID restrictions at some of the ports and other issues such as a lack of warehouse space at the ports and just general congestion at the ports is really slowed down the efficiency of the port's ability to get goods off ships and through their system and into consumers' hands.
So economics to a layperson is a bit of a reach, but this gets really personal really quickly, I'm assuming. These are things that we're ordering online and expected to be on our doorstep in a day or two, yes?
Yes, for sure. And what we're going to see, I think, is as the summer progresses, even more shortages in some of these household goods. Just to kind of give you a personal anecdote, I've talked to a couple local Treasure Valley bike shop owners, and they cannot get bikes in. And when they get them, the demand instantly, they're out of their stores. And it's kind of hit or miss when things are going to show up. So there's going to be a lot of impacts for those kinds of goods for consumers here in the Treasure Valley.
I am fascinated by this in that, and you must know this better than most, you can't turn the world's economy off and then suddenly turn it back on and expect some instant return to normal. And that's physically being played out at, off the port.
For sure. Yeah. And the ports definitely are having issues, but another contributor is there's a shortage of truck drivers in the United States. So they just can't get trucks and chassis to get goods moving. Wow. And then when COVID hit, the railroads significantly decreased their service, and that has not returned yet. Unfortunately, the railroads have seen when there's more demand than they have supply for, they can charge higher rates. So they've been slow to return back to the levels of pre-COVID railroad service to get the containers out of the ports as well.
My guess is if we paid probably a bit more attention to the ports and this type of traffic, we might have a better barometer of our economy.
You know, you can kind of look at the dramatic spike in imports coming to the United States, especially through the West Coast. It's all mainly products from Southeast Asia and really shows that spending is way up. Unfortunately, exports are down at the same time. So it's probably not going to help the trade deficit, but it definitely shows that people are spending money at a level they weren't, you know, over the past year after COVID started.
Dr. Crows, we've got just a couple of minutes left. I always want to take advantage of the opportunity when I'm talking to a professor. I'm curious about the level of engagement with your students under this cloud of the pandemic. I'm wondering, well, how are they doing? How are you doing? And what is their level of anxiety or maybe excitement about taking the world on and everything that the world has to throw at them?
That's a great question. I've been teaching online for the last year, and honestly, it's a struggle. It's not the way I like to connect with students.
Yeah.
I'm teaching a professional MBA class, and they all have jobs. Most of them, you know, are gainfully employed, and they're pretty optimistic and feeling pretty good about things. But my undergraduates, who are soon to graduate, you know, are really struggling. The job market hasn't picked up yet, and there's definitely a lot of nervousness and anxiety on their part as they're trying to, you know, finish up their academic careers and start their professional careers.
He is Dr. James Crows from the College of Business and Economics at Boise State University. Dr. Crows, thanks so much for making sense of this. We're going to pay a lot more attention to the ports, and best of luck to you and even more good wishes for your students.
Thank you very much, George. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me.